I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And a good morning to you. Thanks to the help you receive from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll help you keep it running. If you need to bring in your vehicle for service and you want to know what could be ailing it, Dan will give you some idea as he does his analysis over the radio. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks very much. Had an interesting week. I told my son Tony, whom you know, that, you know, it's time. I think you should really clay bar your car. And, of course, I ended up helping him doing that. But his car was so clean, it hardly had any residue. So we not only clay barred it, we polished or waxed it as well. I'm still, I guess, a believer in the old-fashioned wax. I'm not sure about this new ceramic stuff. But that's what we did today, and we hope. I hope to see you sometime next week, maybe another week or so, for another oil change in my car. So that's my plan.
Well, that's a good plan, and let's keep everything fixed up. You know, the cars are, first of all, in short supply.
Oh, yeah.
As we've been hearing in the news. So I think people are being smart about that, and they're deciding to keep their old cars and fix them up. And keep them as nice as they can, because it's just the way that's going to have to be. You can't get a new one anyway, so you better keep what you got.
That's right.
And I think that's part of what's feeding the busy streak that we've been having at Lloyd's Automotive, and I think every shop in town has been very, very busy because people are choosing to fix their cars up.
Yeah, not much of a choice. If you have any kind of an issue with your car, your truck, your van, you need to bring it in to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, why don't you give Dan a call, or you can send Dan a text, either one. It's the easiest to, you know, for you, whatever makes a difference. Dan would love to chat with you, but send a text if that works. Same number applies, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. But I urge you not to wait. Dan will be here for about another 30 minutes, so don't wait. If you have any issue with your vehicle, call it in or text it in. We'll try to help you out as fast as we can. The texts were already coming in earlier this morning, Dan, so let's get to it so we can help everybody out. It's a 2008 Pontiac Torrent, a leaky valve and oil pan. It has about 100,000 miles on it. Do you think it would be worthwhile to fix it?
Well, you know, just like we were saying at the opening of the show, Danny, there's a shortage of cars right now. So, you know, what I tell people is they most often when they decide that they're not going to fix their car, the car is picked up by somebody that has every intention of fixing their car and either selling it or driving it or doing something with it. So I guess that would be my answer. If you don't fix it, somebody's going to, and the car is probably going to stay on the road anyway. So I think that in most cases, if you know the car and if you know that the rest of the car is in relatively good shape, if the tires are good and the brakes are good and the transmission is good and all that sort of stuff, if all of that stuff is in line, then most of the time it makes good sense to fix the car.
Yeah, and you as a technician have seen vehicles or more miles on it than 100,000, right? You see them all the time with multiple.
Yeah, 300,000 is not uncommon anymore. So, I think it makes good sense to fix it.
All right. Let's go to the phones, Dan. Bruce, I believe, is calling in from Bloomington this morning. Bruce, good morning. You're on with Dan Burns.
Yeah, good morning, Dan and Denny. See, Dan, I have a 87 Fiero GT that I bought new. I've had it for a long time. But all of a sudden, this light has come on my dashboard that says one of the doors is open. So I'm not sure exactly why that came on, because I can't figure out how to get it off. I don't know if it has to do with the rear trunk lid, but I wondered if you had any ideas how to go about that.
Well, without looking at the car with an 87 Fiero, I have to reach way back in my memory, and it's sadly not that good. But without looking at the car with an 87 Fiero, I have to reach way back in my memory, and it's sadly not that good. But somewhere, just generally speaking, I'll tell you that on all the doors, and perhaps, or both the doors and perhaps the trunk lid, there are switches that are telling the car if the door is open or closed. And it sounds to me like one of your switches is not working. Most commonly, that problem would be in the driver's door, because that's the one that gets used all the time. And oftentimes, those little switches are right as built into the door latch itself. Sometimes they're serviceable, sometimes not. Sometimes the latch has to be replaced. So on an 87 Fiero, a couple things are going to happen. One is, I don't know if the parts are going to be available, and we'll have to do a little bit of research to find out exactly how the system works and where the switches are. But that being said, I bet that on an 87 Fiero, there's a way that we could bypass that switch and just turn the light off. And so I wouldn't warn you anymore if the door is ajar or not, but at least you don't have the light on and the dash anymore. And I'm not sure if the process would be to open the circuit and to turn that light on, or to close the circuit and turn that light off. But one way or the other, there's a way to turn that light off, and then you won't have to worry about it anymore. Because you probably are going to have a hard time finding the right parts for that car.
Hmm. As I recall, Dan, you in your professional life always kind of like had an affinity. You always loved to kind of do that electrical detective work on vehicles, didn't you?
Well, that's kind of been my bag all along. Yeah, yeah. I understand it, and I'm patient enough to stick with it. Which in a lot of places in my life, I'm not that patient. But when it comes to fixing a car, I'm pretty good at sticking with it.
Boy, I'll vouch for that for sure. All right, Dan, hang on. We're going to grab more calls and more text messages. Any kind of a car, truck, van issue, call it in or text it in, but don't wait. 651-989-9226. In the Twin Cities right now, we have 74 degrees. That's the new temp. We're heading later on today, 92 today, 93 tomorrow, 93 Monday, and maybe 96 Tuesday. So the 90s sticking with us for a while here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show, around in the 7 o'clock hour every Saturday. Thanks for joining us. Denny Long on this end, Dan Burns helping you out. He is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Exactly where are you guys located on Grand?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net. Or give a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us today, which is going to be close to 7:45. So if you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. Got a bunch of texts and phone calls as well. Let's do this. John is first up here calling in from Minnetonka, I believe. John, thank you. What is your question for Dan?
Yes, good morning. I have a 2003 Chevrolet Tahoe with about 203,000 miles on it. Is it ever advisable to replace a starter without having any problems with it to avoid it having problems later? Does that make sense?
I would not. You know, the starter, there's a good chance that that's going to last a long, long time. And with replacing a starter that's been performing well for 200,000 miles with a different one, there's no assurance that the one you replace it with is going to work any longer than the one that's already in the car. So that is not a item that I would recommend changing as a maintenance item, because oftentimes they will last most of the time a starter will last the life of a car.
Interesting question. Thank you, John. This text comes from Don. It said, I recently had some body work done on my 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee. They had to remove the back bumper to fix the damage. After they put it back on, the blind spot detection feature now does not work. They said they connected all the sensors and I should take it to the dealer to get recalibrated. What do you think of that?
Well, that could be, or in the process, one of the sensors has been damaged. If you bring that into your shop or any shop, the process would be that they will hook up their computer to your vehicle, get into that detection system, and if there is a sensor that's not reading, there'll be a code that's stored in there for that. So the diagnostics procedure is pretty simple, and the fact that they had it off and put it back on would make me curious about if something didn't get put back together correctly, but you never know. So I've not heard of the system needing to be recalibrated after you unplug it. Now, if you unplug it and leave the, and if you have it unplugged and turn the key on or cycle the key like that, there's a chance that a code got stored in there in that process. And it shouldn't be, and maybe it's just as simple as clearing the code and everything will work just fine. If they don't have the capability to do that at the body shop, then yes, you'll have to bring that somewhere else and have them diagnose it for you and clear any codes that they might have put in there by mistake.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Dan, Jerry is calling in from Minnetonka, I believe. Jerry, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan, guys. This is Jerry Smith. I've been racing NHRA my whole life since I'm 14. I'm 71. But anyway, long story short, I used to buy the old Ethel. Now I run non-oxygen gas and everything I own, and I actually believe you get it back in your mileage. A lot of people come with me with headaches. I said, well, just put a full tank of non-oxygen in. 99% of the time, it helps. See what you think.
Well, you know, there's some firm believers in non-oxygenated gas, and what he's talking about, Denny, is gas that has alcohol or ethanol mixed in with it. And, you know, the cars are designed to run on it now. What he's saying about the alcohol not having as much energy is true. I think that, you know, it helps lower the price of the gas. But you don't get quite as good a gas mileage with it. And I think the net at the whole end of the day is it's probably the same price or the same cost. But you know, some people believe in the non-oxygenated gas, and I think that's just fine if that's what you want to do. You have to search around a little bit more for it, but you'll find it. It's readily available. You aren't interested in that, don't worry about it. Cars are designed to run on the amount of alcohol that's mixed in there. And in fact, some cars are designed to run on mostly alcohol. So if your car is designed for it, it'll work just fine.
All right, very good. Dan, we're going to take a break for that hot forecast. So stay with us. So a few more minutes, Dan will be with us answering your car care questions here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll be back with the weather. Lisa's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, bunch of text messages I don't want to forget here, so let's get to it. Maybe a little lightning round. Here's a 1992 Grand Marquis. When stopping at an intersection, on occasion, the car suddenly lurches forward beyond the stop sign or traffic light for a few feet. Technicians say it may be due to front and back tires not rotating at equal speeds, but when evaluating and adjusting, it continues to happen. This could be a little dangerous. Any idea how to address this issue?
Well, I you know, without driving it, that's hard. I'd have to get a feel for what it's actually doing. But I've had this question, a similar question in the past, and what it has turned out to be is, as you're coming to the stoplight under certain conditions, the air conditioning will cycle or the power steering pressure will go up, and in the process of that, the vehicle will turn up the idle. And so, you know, in response to that, and sometimes what's happening is the vehicle's just idling faster and it causes the vehicle to kind of feel like it's lurching like that. But beyond that, you know, if it is something mechanical like the brakes or the drive shaft or something like that, I'd almost have to take that for a test drive and see what's going on. If you're not getting a good answer from the people you're working with, try another shop and get another opinion. Not that they're doing anything wrong. It's just oftentimes someone else may have seen it and will have more information about it.
That's a good point. Question is, and we've had it not recently, but is professional headlight restoration worth the extra cost compared to buying it online, the kit?
Well, it comes with the job is done, so that's up to you. I think that if you buy the kit and do it properly, I think that it can turn out just fine. It's probably not quite as good. I mean, the kit that we use and the process is about a 10-step process. And so it's complicated to do, which is why it's expensive. I think that when we're done doing it, the headlights are every bit as good as new. But those kits that you can buy online are, you know, make the headlights way, way better. And so if you don't want to spend the money of having it done, I think, you know, doing it yourself is just fine.
Yeah. Here's a RAV 2010 RAV. My sunroof window does not want to close sometimes. Is that costly? I kind of miss opening it during the summer.
Yeah, you know, it could be costly. It you know, it could be in the mechanism itself, and that can get very involved if you have to take the headliner in the vehicle down to repair that. Although it could be as simple as the switch is getting bad, and if that's the case, that's pretty inexpensive to buy the switch. And not too much work to put it in. So I think maybe to take it in and have it professionally evaluated would be a good idea. Get an estimate on it and then make a decision from there.
Absolutely. There's a 2010 Focus. This person stores in the garage with a maintainer on the battery every winter for 5 or 6 months. Come back from the south, car will not start with either key. Dash lights come on, but no start. Pull the battery cable, 5 minutes, put it back on, starts right up. Do you know why?
Well, I don't know why it's going into that mode. If the battery's not going dead, that doesn't make sense. But what you're doing by disconnecting the battery is resetting all of the computer systems. When you hook the battery back up after leaving it disconnected for a while, all of the computers go through a reboot process, which they don't do every time you start the car. And so for some reason, while it's sits that long, you know, something's happening. I would not worry about it. I think if that's all there is to it and the vehicle works fine the rest of the time, when you leave anything sit for that amount of time, whether the battery goes dead or not, things happen. And I don't have a good explanation as to why that is, but, you know, your computer at home does the same thing. Every once in a while, it just wants to reboot and start over, and the same that happens in a car. And so I wouldn't worry about it. I think that's, you know, well, I don't know why it's happening, but I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. Let's see. We have time maybe for one or two more. Is a 2018 F-150 pulsates when I open the driver's door. The dealer said it's the fuel pump engaging. Should I be worried?
pulsates when you open the driver's door.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with the fuel pump,
yeah.
Although I think that you probably should be able to trust whoever did the diagnosis on it. I would ask for a little bit better explanation because I don't understand why they have anything to do with each other. So I would ask for a little better explanation and then ask them if you should worry about it or not, or, you know, if it needs any attention, or is that just something kind of quirky about that vehicle and they've seen it before and you don't need to worry about it. So I would ask the people that actually did the checking, and I think you'll get a good answer from them.
Well, I think we have time for one more, and I just want to alert our listeners, Dan, that those we don't get the text messages, I'm going to start the show with them next week. I appreciate your patience. Here's a 2002 Windstar. Sat for some time, tried to move it, could barely get it through the gears. Someone told me to check the brake fuse. Any comments on that?
I don't know what the brake fuse would have anything to do, to get it into gear. Okay. Well, if you're able to shift it at all, then that's not the case. If what they're saying is that as a safety feature, you have to have your foot on the brake in order to shift it. If it shifts at all, in other words, if you can pull on it hard and it'll shift, then that's not what the problem is. I think if it's been sitting for a long time, maybe what's happening is the cable has gotten corroded. And so, like I say, if it's shifting at all, I think maybe just using it will help. If that's not the case, if exercising that cable doesn't take care of it, then you'll probably have to take it in and either have the cable replaced or whatever. But if it's stuck in park and you can't shift it at all, then yes, check and see if your brake lights come on when the key is in the on position. And if the brake lights come on, then that shift actuator should be working also.
Okay. I know we have to run here, Dan, but we had a question, a call earlier. I think it was an 87 Fiero. This listener says, to tell the listener to get on the web, fierostore.com has most Fiero parts. So there you go.
Well, there we go. Diagnose it first so you know what you're ordering.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Don't throw parts at it, as you would say.
Yeah, that's good to know.
All right, Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at, and I'll see you this week, but we are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. We're on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. Dan, you have a good week, and we'll talk 1 week from today or sooner, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.